106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I remember when Dave Grohl was a surprise guest at the Weenie Roast, and the stage hadn't turned yet. He started playing this song on the guitar. You could just hear it, and then a wave of people became aware of what was happening. It's Foo Fighters on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We are going to talk about World Series game number 3 with the Dodgers this afternoon at 5:08. I'm going to tell you a story about a cat gimp. It makes me happier than it should. We have what's up with Florida, Ding Dong Ditch Gone Wrong. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. We've got tickets for you to see Somber in the 5 o'clock hour, plus more tickets for this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No. Come on, everybody.
Loser! 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 Loser!
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A ding-dong ditch prank in Boca Raton took a turn when 40-year-old Santiago Cairo was arrested.
This is the homeowner who was arrested.
After reports say he called 911 thinking his house was getting broken into.
Same. Doorbell equals break-in.
Then grabbed his gun and confronted the teen outside.
How is the teen still there? What happened to the ditch part? It's ding-dong ditch. So you ring the doorbell and then you run away. Why was he still there?
In the arrest report, Cairo told deputies he wanted to detain the 14-year-old until they arrived.
Can't be too nice on these people that ring a doorbell. They need to learn at some point.
And pointed his weapon down.
Right, because that's what you do when you're trying to hold somebody until the police get there. You point your gun at the ground.
The teen admitted it was a prank.
I mean, not a good one. Ding dong, but no ditch.
But told investigators Cairo aimed his gun at him and shouted, quote, "You messed with the wrong guy."
All right, that sounds very much like Florida.
And told him to get on his knees. I spoke with Cairo, who declined an interview, but is pleading not guilty in the case.
Let's ask the neighbors what they think of the guy with the gun.
Would you say your neighbor is a threat to the community?
Not at all.
Mary Elizabeth Hall lives next door to Cairo.
I question if it was a prank or if they were actually trying to steal something.
Because thieves quite often will ring the doorbell.
She says cars in the neighborhood have been getting broken into and that Cairo was helping to keep the area safe.
He has to point his gun in the face of a ding-dong ditcher occasionally. That's the price that has to be paid.
My neighbor did the right thing and the outcome was not the right thing.
All right, what does the investigation show?
An investigation found that the teen never attempted to break into Cairo's house, and Cairo was arrested for aggravated assault with a firearm. Cairo's next court appearance is next month.
I hope the outcome is that that young man learns a very serious lesson and that my neighbor, Santiago, his name is cleared.
Yeah, it sounds like the opposite is happening. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Yes.
Nat. What's your name?
Nat, N-A-T.
Oh, yes. Nat, congratulations. You are caller 20.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
You got
man.
Tickets to
Thank
see
you.
Bad Omens at their L.A. show March 26th, and you're on the standby boarding list for a chance to go see them in London.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Roughly 2 hours from right now, World Series Game 3 begins.
This is when community comes together, right? When we're all out here and we're showing up for the Dodgers.
I was at a FedEx this morning shipping a package, and the nice woman helping me said, "Where are you watching the Dodgers game tonight?" And I said, "Is that an invitation?"
And earlier I caught up with a viewer named Lakeisha. I saw your Dodgers jersey. Let's see who's on the back.
All right, as somebody who does interviews, I know that she's going to say who's on the back of the jersey, and then she's going to follow that up with, "Is that your favorite player?" That second question is just buy yourself some time. It's obviously her favorite player. Shohei Ohtani, number 17.
Is Shohei your favorite?
Actually, it's Betts. My husband found me this jersey, but go Dodgers.
Come on, man. You have a favorite Dodger and your husband gets you a different Dodgers jersey? What?
Game 3 tonight here in L.A. Are you excited and where are you watching?
I'll be watching from home, but I'm very excited to see the game.
It's just that exciting time when a championship is being played.
How long have you been a Dodgers fan?
Well, all my life.
What? do you think is extra special about this series with the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers?
Kendrick against Drake. Go Kendrick Lamar.
See, I'm Team Kendrick too. They not like us.
Oh, no. Nope.
Not like us. Okay, Leisha, what do the boys in blue have to do to win tonight?
Play defense, good defense, and we need strikeouts, all strikeouts.
All strikeouts seems great.
Here we go.
All right, now this reporter has a game to play with Dodgers trivia.
Hi, May, come on, Joni!
What's up?
Hi, May, you're a huge Dodgers fan. Look over here, Alejandra has this delicious box of treats. So, Jaime, how would you like to take this box home for your own Dodgers viewing party?
Oh, definitely. I'm just excited.
All right, here's the question.
All right, what kind of detail is she going to get into here with Dodger fans?
Where
did Mookie Betts go to grade school?
Did the Dodgers originally play before coming to Los Angeles?
Come on!
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
Yeah, thank you.
Dodgers! A little less than an hour from right now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature. It is at 420 on K-Rock. I love Halloween time so much. I need some scary music for this story. Let me see. Nope. Nope. No. No. Uh-uh. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Are you ready?
Nope. No good music beds for this, but I am all in on this story.
Something deeply unsettling is happening along the Merseyside coast.
This is in Wallasey, a small UK beach town.
And locals are struggling to make sense of it.
My favorite kind of story.
A mysterious figure completely dressed in a skin-tight black cat suit.
I'm sorry, I thought you said a mysterious figure dressed in a skin-tight, full-length catsuit.
Mask and all, has been spotted multiple times terrorizing the quiet residential neighborhoods near Wallasey Beach on the Wirral Peninsula in Liverpool.
And this isn't just a Halloween thing. This dude's been doing it since July.
Crawling on all fours, growling, and even making feline sounds, this bizarre presence has shaken residents to their core.
I mean, this is a funny story from a distance, but if I'm walking on that sidewalk, I do not want a full-length catsuit dude crawling around on all fours and meowing at me. Nope.
And it's not just a one-off sighting. Reports have now been coming in from multiple witnesses, all describing the same eerie, all-black figure creeping along footpath and lurking near local establishments, including a Harvester restaurant.
Dude is outside a restaurant, crawling around on all fours, dressed as a cat and meowing.
The behavior is consistent, deliberate, and frankly, terrifying.
Yeah, I can see that. If we find out that it's a guy just messing around and being funny, I'm all in.
One woman, Abby Gilbert, shared her chilling encounter. I was walking my dog tonight and heard a man making cat noises, shone a torch. He was waving his arms at me before crawling up the hill.
Meowing at her and her dog, waving his arms, and then crawling on all fours up the hill.
Never been so scared. That post alone triggered a flood of similar experiences, with residents expressing shock, fear, and in some cases, confusion.
I think I'm pulling out of this story.
Another woman walking a terrier named Mac described hearing strange growling noises while strolling near the coastal park in darkness.
Is there a nickname for this dude yet?
The Cat Gimp.
The Cat Gimp. I'm back in.
Photos have even emerged of what appears to be the same figure. Social media users have started giving the figure nicknames, ranging from the Urban Jaguar.
Eh, the Urban Jaguar, not quite as good as the Cat Gimp.
But the most repeated name so far is simply the Cat Gimp.
Yeah!
Photos have even emerged of what appears to be the same figure, writhing on the floor beside a fence, completely clad in the form-fitting suit.
All right, I'm back out.
Local Becky Edwards shared the image, saying a friend had encountered the same person several months ago, indicating this might not be as new or as isolated as some might think.
What if there's a whole team of people that are dressed in a cat suit? Come on! I'm back in!
Residents in one corner of Liverpool are now walking their dogs with torches in hand.
Walking their dogs with torches in hand.
And eyes over their shoulders. All thanks to a shadowy figure dressed like a cat.
Looking up on Amazon, a full-length tight cat suit for a man.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four.
And I'm going to tell you what happened to a 13-year-old boy who swallowed something that he bought off of Temu.
Excellent. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. And Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a 13-year-old boy had to have part of his bowel removed after he swallowed hundreds of magnets.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. The child from New Zealand had ingested over 100 high-power magnets believed to have been purchased online from Temu.
Oh,
Temu.
My God.
After suffering from abdominal pain for 4 days, the teenager was admitted to the hospital where he told doctors that he had swallowed the magnets about a week earlier. So he had this in his system for 1 week, which is insane. So imaging scans revealed 4 chains of tiny magnets, which were all in separate parts of the bowel, but they adhered together due to magnetic forces. So the presence of the magnets within the bowel caused a health condition called pressure necrosis, in which tissues die due to prolonged pressure that compresses blood vessels and cuts off the oxygen supply. So this is crazy. Emergency surgery was required to remove the magnets, as well as various sections of the bowel that were damaged. The boy spent 8 days in the hospital recovering from the ordeal. This is the craziest part, too.
Yeah.
Both Australia and New Zealand banned small, high-powered magnets back in 2013 due to the dangers of swallowing them.
The hell's going on?
How many times have people swallowed magnets over there?
And the dude got it from Temu. It can't not work like everything else they sell?
Honestly, that is that's like the one thing that actually works from Temu. Number two, an 80-year-old woman caused a 5-hour delay at Shanghai International Airport. She threw several coins at the aircraft engine, a gesture intended to bring good luck and a safe journey for the flight.
What?
Well, while most coins missed, one entered the engine, creating immediate safety concerns. As a precaution, 150 passengers were evacuated and the aircraft underwent a comprehensive inspection of the engine before it could be cleared for departure. This is a case where superstition kind of backfired, I would say, you know,
kind of literally.
Yeah. Number three, October 19th was when the insane heist that Kevin loves at the Louvre Museum in Paris happened, where 8 priceless jewels were stolen in under 8 minutes. And on Saturday, French authorities arrested 2 male suspects.
Oh.
Both. Did you not know about
this?
No,
they got them.
They got them both in their 30s, and they were known to police. Investigators say that one suspect held dual French-Algerian citizenship, and he was preparing to flee the country and go back to Algeria, and they arrested him at the airport. The second guy was tracked and detained locally. Both are in custody, but the hunt continues for the missing jewels and the additional accomplices.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is from band Bad Omens. It's called Dying to Love. They are launching their Do You Feel Love European headline tour this November and December. They will be back. They haven't made an official announcement yet, but they will be back in the United States in the spring. And we're giving away tickets for you to see them. This is Dying to Love. Brand new, Bad Omens, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We're giving away chances for you to qualify for a trip for two to London to see that band, Bad Omens. That is the 420 catch of the day, Dying to Love, on K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan in the afternoon. We're going to take your phone calls in a minute on a topic.
And we've got your tickets to see Somber at the Fonda on November 2nd. Coming up.
Sold out. We've got your tickets coming up on the world famous K-Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And we're going to have another chance 6 o'clock to see Bad Omens in London. And also, you'll see them again here in L.A.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Time to take your phone calls on a funny topic. We're going to ask you to tell on yourself now.
Yeah, so this stems from a story I brought in for three things at four. An 80-year-old woman, she caused a five-hour delay at Shanghai Airport. She threw several coins at the aircraft engine, wanting to bring good luck and a safe journey for the flight. And then one of the coins went into the engine. They had to get everybody off of the airplane.
Ugh.
They had to check the whole engine. They did inevitably, they were able to take off and fly and everything. But, you know.
Have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Heard of throwing coins into a pond,
sure.
Something like, you know, normal, like
not
that.
Not a plane engine. That's insanity. So the topic is you ruined it for everybody, and everybody can be as big or as small as you need it to be. I ruined it for my family.
Ooh, uh-oh.
We came to Southern California to go to a theme park.
Okay.
And we got kicked out because... I don't know why this happened, but I climbed a tree and I started breaking off branches and throwing them to the ground.
This checks out.
But why? Yep. Like what?
I mean,
what's the reason for
it?
Because they're there.
How old were you?
I was pretty young.
Okay. I mean, isn't that what boys kind of do?
I guess, but why? So stupid. Like, there's no reason for that, but the whole family got kicked out.
They're like, you have trees at home. We're here to ride rides.
Right. What is wrong with you? So you ruined it for everybody is the topic. 800-520-1067. You can call with your stories and or text.
And the best phone call, we're going to send you to the sold-out Somber show at the Fonda on November 2nd.
You ruined it for everybody. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You ruined it for everybody?
So we got the family ready to go. We went and got on a trip about 3 hours away to go visit a family, and everybody was excited because it was a birthday party, and we had presents. We had a bunch, you know, everything, you know, ready to stay. We were going to stay over there. The kids were happy, and they moved the party to a different date, so we drove hours away with the family, all excited, and we didn't get to do the party because they moved it.
Did you literally turn around and drive hours back?
Actually, no. I ended up just taking the family to a different location, and we just. You know, ended up doing something else.
All right, so you tried to make it safe. Good.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I ruined it, yeah, but, you know, I'm a dad of four girls, so, you know, you got to get creative, you know?
Yep. We are taking your phone calls and texts about you ruined it for everyone.
So we got a text that says, my husband ruined his own surprise party. He loves to barbecue, so I bought him a brand new barbecue, invited all his friends and family. They brought over their choice of beef or meat for him to cook up, and then he never showed up when he was supposed to. He refused to answer his phone when anybody called, and we spent the night searching hospitals and calling the police instead of celebrating him.
Oh, my God. Where was he?
I texted them back, and I said, where the hell was he? And I have not heard back yet.
Maybe he's dead. I don't know. This all started about an hour ago when Megan told us about a woman in China who was looking for good luck by throwing a coin in an airline engine. They all had to get off, and they had to look at it, clean it. Hours later, they could get back on the plane and go. So we're taking your phone calls and or texts at 800-520-1067 for you ruined it for everybody.
And the best phone call, we're going to send you to the sold-out Somber show at the Fonda on November 2nd.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a story about how I ruined it for everyone.
Let's hear it.
All right, when I was in high school, all the computers were in every class. There was computers in every classroom. And there was like a shared server. I downloaded Napster to that shared server, and all the kids started downloading songs like their private server from the shared server. Until we overloaded the server in the whole school and fried it. The school ended up paying $40,000 for a new server.
Wow!
Suffice to say, we weren't allowed to download music on Napster.
Did they know it was you?
No, they didn't know it was me because I originally put the Napster on my private server, and kids kept asking me, yo, will you download this song? Will you download this song? And I was like, yo, I'm just going to put it on the shared server, go here, and then you can download your own.
Yeah, you're a teacher?
No, I wasn't a teacher. I was a student.
Oh, you were a student. Got ya.
Yeah. You are a school legend.
Well done. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. I have a very embarrassing story.
Yes, please. You ruined it for everybody.
I ruined it for everybody because I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, and we went to go visit my uncle, and they had an apartment building, and it was a community pool, and I went to number 2 in the swimming pool.
And
I kept it a secret, okay? And I literally just told somebody for the first time ever, maybe last week. This is my husband of 18 years. I've never told anybody.
Wait, what? Did they find it in the pool?
So they found it in the pool. The pool was drained.
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole big thing. And I never said anything. And my uncle, I could hear him another day. I was visiting, talking to, like, the people on the board, like, oh, we don't know what it is. Like, maybe it was a dog, or we still don't know what happened.
Oh, my God.
And I never have told anybody, and you guys are, like, the second people.
Oh, my God. That is a long time to hold a secret.
This is, like, a secret. And I literally ruined it for, I don't know, however many people lived in that apartment complex that summer. I ruined it for my family, but I never told a soul.
How long ago was it? How many years?
I am 39, and I was probably 6 years old.
Oh, my God.
You're just now able to tell the story.
Well, thank you for being willing to share it with us and with all of Los Angeles.
Of course. I am happy to. Now, yeah.
It is K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067.
You ruined it for everybody else. Call us up now.
That is Wet Leg with Mange Too, which is French for Mange Too. I don't know what
it means. Eat all.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
I looked into it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think they like dudes very much. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
All right. We have a text at 800-520-1067.
So this is with you ruined it for everybody. This is from the 714. The owners of a company I used to work for had an annual holiday party and awards dinner for the employees and spouses at a swanky private club. Everybody got a couple drink tickets, and then it was a cash bar after that. One year, a couple of recently hired Yahoos got drunk and ended up having a fist fight on the club's doorstep.
Oh.
Police were called. The party ended early. The company owners were barred from ever having any more holiday parties at the swanky club. The next year, we got free non-alcoholic drinks and a crappy selection of appetizers at TGI Fridays. And the next year, nothing. No party at all.
You ruined it for everybody. 800-520-1067. Taking your phone calls about you ruined it for everybody at 800-520-1067. You have a story like that?
So my mom's a preschool teacher, and she had, this was like a long time ago, by the way, and she had like a school thing for her little kids, and she invited me to go. So I was like, sure, I'll go be your event. And I didn't make it to the event because I was in a pedestrian versus vehicle accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You got hit or you hit someone?
No, I got hit by a car, honey.
Oh,
wow.
Not the other way around.
I mean, is that you ruining it or is that the other person ruining everything?
Probably the other person ruining it because the main teacher had to run out of the recital to come get me. I ruined it for all the little kids because my mom went hysterical, you know, when she found out, and she had to run out and she couldn't do the little event for the little kiddos. So, you know.
Oh, no.
The little kids still hate you. You know that, right?
Oh, 100%. I'm sure all the parents hated me because I'm sure their kids practice and whatever. And
yep.
Well, I got hit by a car, so I figured.
Oh, my God.
You need to time getting hit by a car better.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're saying. All right, who's the drop the deuce in the pool girl?
Yeah, pooped in the pool. That would be JC.
JC. Hello, JC.
Hi, yeah. I can't believe my no pun intended, dirty little secret won me something.
It is insane to us that you didn't tell anybody for 33 years, including your husband of 18 years. Why not?
I couldn't. Do you remember, like, in the 90s, they were so big on, like, we're having a drought. Like, you can't waste water.
You didn't tell because you were worried about the drought?
And also, worried about, like, I didn't want to get in trouble for not using the bathroom. It just, like, came out. Like, I felt in... And it was solid. It wasn't disgusting.
I mean, look, we understand what happened. We don't need details.
Yeah, but it was shame, right? You were 6 years old.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely embarrassed. Yeah. I was so
Did your husband laugh?
The aftermath, I was like, oh, my husband, he laughed. And he was like, I'm so sorry you had to keep that in. Are you okay?
Are you going to tell your family or uncle?
So while I had to go pick up something from my mom just now, she got to hear for the first time. I made her come sit in the car. And
wow, you are bold.
And my mom, I said I didn't want to get in trouble. And she, I think I've never heard her laugh harder than she did.
That is pretty great.
Hey, we're helping families. That's
right?
What we're doing.
That's what we do. We help people live.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Healing from past trauma, definitely.
That's right.
You got tickets to see Somber sold out Fonda show on November 2nd. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much. That's great.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you from now on. You should give him something to listen for in the next, like, 5 minutes.
I think I should. So at 6 o'clock, I'm going to get you tickets to see Bad Omens here in L.A. and then get on the standby boarding list to go to a sold-out show and see them in London.